talking insects, an epic journey, and a giant peach. That's what's at the center of this year's High School Musical at West Scranton High School as students present the family-friendly James and the Giant Peach later this month. Based on the Roald Dahl children's book, and with music and lyrics by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, James and the Giant Peach tells a story of friendship, teamwork, and loyalty. Actors from West Scranton High School took the time to come into the WVIA studios to talk about the production and to share a little about their experiences while preparing for their respective roles. I have to be honest, I'm not overly familiar with James and the Giant Peach, but it seems like a lot of fun. Give us some background.
It is. It's a very creative story written by Roald Dahl. It's adapted from his book. He's also the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda. And James and the Giant Peach is about this orphan boy named James who goes to live with his two aunts, who are crazy and terrible women. And while he's living with them, they force him to do all this manual labor. And he comes across this magical friend who gives him these green leaf things, and he goes on this adventure inside of the peach with five new insect friends that he meets.
Tell us about your character.
My character? I play the earthworm, who is a very skittish and quirky little guy. She wears glasses all the time because she's half blind, and she's terrified of everything, especially seagulls.
Now, what has been your process for approaching the character?
For approaching the character, I usually look up some videos of other schools or productions of the show, and I take some of their pieces, and then I put my own twist on it. I read the part over as many times as possible, and I go deep within myself and find my fear factor and apply it to that.
Okay, now tell us about the growth you see in your character as things progress in the play.
So my character goes through this dynamic transition. In the beginning, she's terrified of everything, but at the end, she becomes braver. And when she meets James and she forms this bond with James, she becomes a character who is not too scared of seagulls anymore.
Now, do you see any parallels between yourself and the role that you play?
I could say so, yeah. As a freshman coming into high school, I was a little scared of the world, but now as a senior, I can say that I'm pretty open to all the possibilities.
Okay, now what year are you in?
I am in 12th grade.
This is your swan song.
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell me what it's like for James and the Giant Peach to be your swan song. What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, I think I'm a youthful person, and I thrive on childhood memories, and I try to take my childhood with me and everything, and I feel like this children's story is something great to end my year. I don't want to be too serious with my life, or not serious, but like take myself too seriously, so I think ending it with a fun story is something that'll take with me.
Is this the first musical that you've done, or have you done others?
I've done all four musicals.
Wow. Okay, so what's the one thing you're going to take away from the High School Musical experience?
The friendships, the bonds with all of the people that I've met throughout it, and all the experiences that I've been able to get.
James, you play the title role.
I do.
Of James. Okay, so tell us about James.
Well, James is a very interesting character. He is such a lovely little boy who's been thrown into such an awful situation, and he truly comes out on top of where he's gone. He starts out as a normal child with a loving family, a mother and a father, who has them tragically taken away from him in a horrible accident. And this would normally break any child, bring them to tears, depression, but James pulls through. He makes friends, even in the situation where he's found his horrible, horrible family who are still there for him. He still is happy-go-lucky and is truly a good character.
Okay. So what is your process for approaching James?
My process for approaching James is to take everything that I've learned recently and just forget it and go back to the carefree days of being a kid.
So most likely James has the most growth of possibly any character in the play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that growth you see in the character as things go on.
Well, James truly learns the value of friendship when in tough times. He goes from being a normal child with a loving family into having none of that, but he eventually learns to trust again and to make new friends and to become loving again.
Okay, so do you see any parallels between James in the play and James the person?
There are a few. Definitely me as a younger child. I was a lot happier and more happy-go-lucky like he was. I personally haven't had any terrible events happen to me like the James in the show has, so...
No one's chased you with helicopters and missiles?
No one's chased me with helicopters and missiles. I still have my two loving parents today. So it's difficult to really bring myself into that role.
What have practices been like for you?
Practices are definitely insane. I've never experienced the true busy schedule of six-hour practices almost every day. It's very different for me. The most practice I've ever had to sit through was about 2 hours because I'm a musician normally, and those practices don't last as nearly as long as these ones do. They've been a lot more trying. I always feel exhausted at the end because I'm just giving it my all. I'm trying to do my best and learn my role.
Okay, so are you a senior as well?
I also am a senior.
Okay, so this is it. This is it for you. Mm-hmm. So what's the one thing you're going to take away from this experience? This is your first time being a lead, or is this your mm-hmm. first time doing a musical?
This is my first time being a lead.
Okay.
Last year's show, I was in one scene as an ensemble member. So that was only a small little part. This year, the thing that I've taken away from all of this is time management skills, because between being in four AP classes and being the lead of a musical, time is pretty scarce.
Enzo, you play the character of Grasshopper. Tell us about Grasshopper.
So Grasshopper is more of like the father figure of all the insects in the group. He cares for James the most. He sees him as a son. And he's always looking out for the betterment of everyone else in the production. He's always there for everyone.
And how did you approach Grasshopper?
So our wonderful director, Agnes Cummings, she helps work with us so much on these characters and really help us bring a different side to like what we would normally not think of doing. But I've also... like to look things up online and how other people have portrayed the role before. So I try to mix myself, like little things that I do personally as acting in with what other people have done. And I like to create a whole character. And sometimes, especially for this production, I've looked up some tendencies of grasshoppers and like what they're like and their movements and stuff. So I could kind of get that down and actually play a grasshopper.
So what changes do you see in Grasshopper as things progress in the play?
I think for the most part, Grasshopper is pretty stagnant character. Like he pretty much stays the same, but he definitely like becomes more wise as everyone does in the production, and he really is just always there to look out for everyone.
And what year are you in?
I am a junior.
You're a junior, so you have one more year.
Yep, one more year.
Okay, excellent. So what are you going to take away from this year's experience?
This year has been very different from my other years, I would say. A lot of teaching the younger, like the underclassmen of us, because a lot of them haven't worked in productions at the high school level because most of them are freshmen. And it's really nice experience to teach them what I have learned working on all the other shows as with Hannah and Jimmy and everyone. So I think it's really fun.
Paying it forward.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Tell us when the show goes live.
So it is April 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. and April 15th at 2 p.m.
Okay. And where will the show be?
It'll be at West Scranton High School. That is 1201 Lizarin Street in Scranton.
And how can we get tickets?
Tickets, they're available at the door, or you could call West Scranton High School for more information.
Actors James Greenfield, Hannah Decker, and Enzo Sico talk about James and the Giant Peach, to be presented by West Scranton High School April 13th through the 15th. Support for this high school musical preview comes from the Overlook Estate Foundation, helping to protect our natural environment and to encourage the arts through grants to educational and cultural organizations. For more information, overlook.org. For WVIA, I'm Paul Lazar with this high school musical preview.